be announced on our Commerce Committee will not come to order. It is 3:15 p.m. on Friday, March 12th. And Davis Road over on 6th, the replacement department representative Hannah Post Story, Bachelor Students and myself, representing Small Rules, and other refining quorum to conduct business. Take a chance at your cell phones if you haven't done so before we do. And thanks to the attorney, the House of Member Carmel Factor, for my protective courtesy, Walters, and the Juvenile Lyle for flagging the committee. And a few bells on today's agenda. FB1, Judy Fairmouth, Member of Directors, Domestic Insurers, HB94, Donald Draxler, and Graf, Defense Tax, Iron Man, Zion Hen, HB146, Motor Vehicle Dealers, Application Insurance, and Renewal and Strong Health, and we'll get up HB84. Our representative Jensen said, I'm working on the voting for that bill. It's a full agenda. Before we get started, I want to go ahead and ask the vice chair of state to make a motion.
Sure, it's not that some people have to do so. I'm not going to bring forward a committee grant to bring forward legislation relating to evictions, road closures, and utility shutoffs in relation to the COVID-19.
Members who could be subject matter experts in laws for diversity and allows for the board
from Ms. McIntyre. Representative Holman. Dr. Nathan, I'm going to be representing the Commonwealth of Representatives, Liz Becker, 318. Thanks. Thank you, through the chair. Ms. McIntyre, so section 2, domestic stock life insurance holders, of which we had none in the state. Is there a way that we should be modernizing those sections that applies to life insurance holders as they operate in the state instead of the non-existent ones? Since it appears that we don't get back to the statute very frequently.
We are having
trouble. Domestic always refers to or is designed as being incorporated in Alaska as opposed to incorporated in the U.S. in the universal context of domestic. This is actually just if the broadens those are eligible for being that director of the Board of Insurance, at the Board of Insurance Company. This is a pretty straightforward bill. Ordinarily, my process in this committee is to get a vote in hearings, but this is not a problem. There's not a lot of complexity in this bill. It's getting around the committee is comfortable with it. I'd like to do so in the today. All right, and there's a music back in our water spot committee. Are there any questions for representative on the committee substitute? my objection is that we need to show objection to parking committee section.
All right.
And we have, we adopted the committee substitute, and we will go ahead and book in the schedule for both customers.
Okay, do you have one?
All right, we do have some public testimony on this bill. All right, we're gonna start with, Justin Walter.
Hi, my name is Justin Walter, I'm very cooperative. I'm calling my phone, please,
I'm wondering in what capacity you think this is going to bust down for small businesses.
Thank you.
years minimum allowed for online taxation of anything. I have a staff and clerk address that because it's complex dilemma.
For the record, Tim Clark's drafted an amendment. I am Sheriff Seinholz, South of Production Center, for example, that took place in Atlanta. However, the developments are going, you were talking about sales online to an end user, consumer, but the consumer becomes responsible for paying the tax. Now, there are stories, verified stories in the past, but from time to time, the division of taxes and the revenue model cut down these consumers after a period of time and get them off the bill. And otherwise, you know, or in most cases, others they might surprise. They are subject to the penalty law, and the committee substitute that you've adopted today puts taking materials in the same category, not in terms of online sales from licensed distributors and licensed retailers, but also online sales to an end consumer. One way or another would be responsible.
So for online sales, it puts the onus on the consumer to pay the tax. Did you consider a solution in this model which would have made sure that the company that was actually, from who's making the sale, would collect the tax? Was that something that's outside of state jurisdiction?
Charles Seinholz, we've searched over a period of time to find the right structure for this tax. And there are structures with a certain degree of enforceability and advantages, but the phrase we always come back to in the United Nations is the problem is natural. In terms of the enforceability of or something we put on the books, because royalties to tobacco, traditional tobacco and cigarettes, which is one of the most highly regulated commodities in the country, the regulation of vaping materials is nearly the opposite of one of the least regulated industries in the country, but is it still pretty much in its So, the way this applies to the regulation is developed in the coming years, which would be a reasonable expectation, then the efficacy of these measures would grow in the same way that the taxation measures on tobacco certainly will must.
It's interesting to me, it sounds to me like the answer is that. We're not creating a new problem. The problem already exists. But in that we collect sales taxes for online sales, and we're working to find a remedy that as we're seeing expansion of online commerce is happening. It seems like we have to tap that what was an advantage in the moment. But if business models, sales, spots for revenue, could get some more complete and technical, basically. Six colonial times the federal government of the United States or even earlier have tracked the sales and distribution of sales and distribution of tobacco. So before we had internet sales, we would buy cigarettes and cigars through the mail, and many people did. The state was able to get from the federal government who bought the tobacco and where. And so if you didn't buy it at the storefront, but you received it in the mail because you bought it from a seller in the place, the state is still informed through the federal government that this volume of cigarettes had been sent to this address. So the state has always had a federal mechanism to track traditional tobacco product sales because yes, all the cannabis steps are in place for a couple of years. Vape sort of a disruption to that in that it doesn't necessarily start with Maryland, Virginia, or North Carolina, and so that final cracking doesn't happen.
Mr. Spence, do you have a lot of time to describe this issue a little bit, address the issue?
Yes, whether I can look at that, I'll tell you the rest of the Thank you.
understand.
Thank you.
brief follow-up on those that district are meeting to me or to us as a committee is tobacco, ice, cigarettes, combined in that group of tobacco users, or is it just vape products?
Actually create much better outcomes for people that will follow these cigarette smokers
Thank you very much for your testimony today. I'm reading questions for Mr. DeSalvo. All right, we're going to go. We have a question from Representative Gillis.
Yeah, but was it bringing your report up there? What he was talking about?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, okay. Why are they kidding? That's not in Britain. They are over here.
Mr. Watson?
I'm going to go to the bill.
Thank you.
this argument? All right. We'll move on to Emily Nader.
I'm the chair of funding for members of the community. This is Emily Nader, who is the Alaska Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. So, thank you all for your service and I don't think we can say unprecedented enough challenges have in our world. But thank you for your concentration on this issue. As an organization, we are very concerned about the tremendous exposure and epidemic the misuse of e-cigarettes or like smoking products over the last few years. It's growing at an increasingly amazing, alarming rate. What we're finding is that youth who are not at risk of smoking otherwise are transitioning from electronic smoking products even to tobacco cigarettes. The taxes are really about keeping kids from ever starting to use the products. We have a long history and understand the issues of taxation of tobacco products. They are one of the most effective tools for keeping kids from ever starting to use tobacco. And that's what we're talking about here. Just as a side note, I will mention, I know that
is prohibited by the Food and Drug Administration. They're questions for this committee? All right, so now that you're ready, we're going to have to go ahead and accept. We've got Dale's head.
Way to do it.
because most states, our states have a tax that allow them to sort of easily do that.
Okay, well, yeah, there are certain levels involved, but that's what you say. I'm glad the grant reflects that if the sponsors intend, and if to me it seems like that language of the bill enables the partner revenue to collect these taxes on these units, quite throttle themselves in the most efficient manner possible. So, I certainly appreciate the bill. I think that Walker waiving the annual cost of tobacco products in the U.S. social policy is $300 billion. I think we've seen that the youth death rate and hospitalization rate from COVID in the United States is higher than other countries. Well, that's because of poor conditions, including respiratory conditions. So, I really appreciate you bringing this bill forward. It's a critical public health issue.
I'm trying to make that motion.
set to doing it. I'm just trying to really understand you here. And I'm a committee substitute. My husband paid for a number of things. Bill is 0.41.HK. I'm giving you the individual recommendations and attached with the right. So, any objection? All right, seeing none, I will just take you out of everybody's side report.
I just made a comment. I am pleased that the bill did change the part about if any being only involved for an investment or misappropriations of property. I think that's very appropriate because it affects what the intent is. So, thank you.
All right. Would you make a motion to Representative Bennett? Representative Pence? Thank you.